All right, our next scripture for the that was April 22nd. April 23rd is, go for the overflow. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. 2 Peter 1:19. Okay, let's take a look at 2 Peter 1:19 and a couple other translations. In the New King James, it says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. All right, let's go ahead and go to the Passion Translation. It says, and you will continue to do well if you stay focused on it. For this prophetic message is like a piercing light, shining in a gloomy place until the dawning of the new day, when the morning star rises in your hearts. Whoa, nice, huh? Amen. Seems like the word of God will rise up and shine brilliantly. The glory of the Lord is on us. And now for the reading. If you had had a hard time in your life, if you feel especially unloved because you suffered severe mistreatment or abuse, it may take some time for the revelation of God's love to break through the darkness of those experiences and shine brightly in your heart. There may be moments when you think you grasp the truth of it, only to find the next moment that truth has slipped away. If so, don't be discouraged. Just do what the scripture says and keep taking heed to the word of love. Keep looking up scriptures that tell you how much God loves you. Then purposely think and meditate on those verses. Talk about them with other believers. Confess them to yourself. Saturate yourself in them until your heart gets so full of the truth in them, it overflows and washes away the lies of the devil. But I've done that, you may say. I did that, you may say. And so far, it hasn't helped. That's often the way it is in the initial stages of meditation in the Word. It may not seem to make a big difference, but if you keep at it hour after hour, day after day, one day you'll read a verse, you'll read a multitude of times before, and suddenly it will flash like lightning through your soul. Joy will rise up within you, and you'll feel like saying, I got it, I got it. I finally see that God truly does love me. The process is much like filling an empty bucket, filling an empty bucket, sorry. You can put in a drop after a drop of water, and for a while, from the outside, that bucket will look just the same. But if you keep on pouring, at some point, you'll add one more drop of water and it will overflow. From that time on, you'll keep adding water. It will pour out of the bucket like a waterfall. It will drench not only the bucket, but everything around it. You can do the same with your heart. You can just keep filling it with the gospel of love. You can keep thinking, yes, God loves me. His mercy and goodness constantly hover over me. You may have to make yourself think that way for a while. You may have to make yourself talk that way. You may even be like a phony because your old unbelieving mind is saying, hey, you don't really think that's true, do you? You don't really feel loved. You feel hurt. You'll feel rejected. But you just take those kind of thoughts captive and make your mind agree with the word. If you do that, one of these days, the reality of God's love will only fill your heart. It will shoot up out of you like a geyser and bless everyone around you. You'll not only believe, you'll become a living demonstration of love. Amen. All right, our next scripture for the, that was April 22nd. April 23rd is, go for the overflow. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. 2 Peter 1:19. Okay, let's take a look at 2 Peter 1:19 and a couple other translations. In the New King James, it says, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Alrighty, let's go ahead and go to the Passion Translation. It says, "And you will continue to do well if you stay focused on it, for this prophetic message is like a piercing light shining in a gloomy place until the dawning of the new day when the morning star rises in your hearts." Whoa, nice, huh? Amen. Seems like the word of God will rise up and shine brilliantly. The glory of the Lord is on us. And now for the reading. If you had a hard time in your life, if you feel especially unloved because you suffered severe mistreatment or abuse, it may take some time for the revelation of God's love to break through the darkness of those experiences and shine brightly in your heart. There may be moments when you think you grasp the truth of it, only to find the next moment that truth has slipped away. If so, don't be discouraged. Just do what the scripture says and keep taking heed to the word of love. Keep looking up scriptures that tell you how much God loves you. Then purposely think and meditate on those verses. Talk about them with other believers. Confess them to yourself. Saturate yourself in them until your heart gets so full of the truth in them, it overflows and washes away the lies of the devil. "But I've done that," you may say. "I did that," you may say. "And so far it hasn't helped." That's often the way it is in the initial stages of meditation in the Word. It may not seem to make a big difference, but if you keep at it hour after hour, day after day, one day you'll read a verse, you'll read a multitude of times before, and suddenly it will flash like lightning through your soul. Joy will rise up within you, and you'll feel like saying, "I got it, I got it. I finally see that God truly does love me." The process is much like filling an empty bucket, filling an empty bucket, sorry. You can put in a drop after a drop of water, and for a while from the outside, that bucket will look just the same. But if you keep on pouring, at some point, you'll add one more drop of water and it will overflow. From that time on, you'll keep adding water. It will pour out of the bucket like a waterfall. It will drench not only the bucket, but everything around it. You can do the same with your heart. You can just keep filling it with the gospel of love. You can keep thinking, "Yes, God loves me. His mercy and goodness constantly hover over me." You may have to make yourself think that way for a while. You may have to make yourself talk that way. You may even be like a phony because your old unbelieving mind is saying, "Hey, you don't really think that's true, do you? You don't really feel loved. You feel hurt. You'll feel rejected." But you just take those kind of thoughts captive and make your mind agree with the word. If you do that, one of these days, the reality of God's love will only fill your heart. It will shoot up out of you like a geyser and bless everyone around you. You'll not only believe, you'll become a living demonstration of love. Amen.